Blog Talk Radio.
Ah, yeah. Some of that bass shit. Some of that bop shit. Shout out to my nigga Bugs, Back Twain, BMG.
Real nigga shit, boy, I hate lame. All my niggas say a double gangbang. Real nigga shit, boy, I hate lame. All my niggas say a double gangbang. Real nigga shit, boy, I hate lame. All my niggas say a double gangbang. Real nigga shit, boy, I hate lame. All my niggas say a double gangbang.
What it do? Hey, nigga, do I know you? Niggas look suspect like school meet. 20 niggas deep, yup, up on Main Street. Keep a lookout for the lookout. Roll the dice whenever we roll out. Got the spark from my hand, cause I run with Rottweilers. Stir crazy with these niggas like I'm Gene Wilder. Pass the bottle to the left-hand side. I yell Sue Blue from the west side. I'm a Bay nigga, so I turf talk. I'm a real nigga, watch me walk. Not in the streets, better stick to the sidewalk. Draw on suckers, outline them in chalk. Daniel Boone, Wild West, hanging with goons. Backing more than air, yup, up in the balloons. These new niggas daffy like a cartoon.
Real nigga shit, boy, I hate lame. All my niggas say a double gangbang. Real nigga shit, boy, I hate lame. All my niggas say a double gangbang. Real nigga shit, boy, I hate lame. All my niggas say a double gangbang. Real nigga shit, boy, I hate lame. All my niggas say a double gangbang.
Used to pass a rock like I'm Chef Curry. Sharpshooter like his daddy, call me Dale Curry. Live every day like I'm Bill Murray. Keep a mask on me, yep, like Jim Carrey. Used to give them out 2 for $35. Keep the rocks in my drawers and shake the one time. I'm riding dirty, but I keep my hands clean. Gotta keep your nose clean, do you feel me?
Yeah.
Boys and girls club, everybody affiliated. All I see is red, see blue, and I'm infuriated. Chest pounding, my gorillas puffing kush. Start shooting, better move, yep, hit the George Bush. Roll real slow, past your mama house. Catch you slipping when you come out. Put the sucker in his man mouth. Fucking drive by, I drive through. You order some beef, nigga, yep, I'll serve you.
Real nigga shit, boy, I hate lame. All my niggas say a double gangbang. Real nigga shit, boy, I hate lame. All my niggas say a double gangbang. Real nigga shit, boy, I hate lame. All my niggas say a double gangbang. Real nigga shit, boy, I hate lame. All my niggas say a double gangbang.
Running with the bulls, we on that dumb shit. Chicken go left. Real quick, keep your head straight. Put your mind right with that 4/5, bitch. I'm on my cane shit. Pistol whip, niggas, don't say shit. Too legit with these cameras. One nigga with the scanner, I tryna see the slammer. My niggas with the scammers. One nigga put your big bottle full of lean NyQuil. Take the flour off the chicken like your mama. White and black mask, like I'm designer. I jig for the low and I sell it for the high. Throwing up my set as a nigga drive by. Narrator, I say it for the streets. Niggas pillow talking, yeah, in between the sheets. I'm banging in the trunks and I'm banging in the jeeps. Load out one time for a fucking G.
Real nigga shit, boy, I hate lame. All my niggas say a double gangbang. Real nigga shit, boy, I hate lame. All my niggas say a double gangbang. Real nigga shit, boy, I hate lame. All my niggas say a double gangbang. Real nigga shit, boy, I hate lame. All my niggas say a double gangbang. Real nigga shit, boy, I hate lame. All my niggas say a double gangbang. Real nigga shit, boy, I hate lame. All my niggas say a double gangbang. Real nigga shit, boy, I hate lame. All my niggas say a double gangbang. Real nigga shit, boy, I hate lame. All my niggas say a double gangbang. Real nigga shit, boy, I hate lame. All my niggas say a double gangbang. Real nigga shit, boy, I hate lame. All my niggas say a double gangbang. Real nigga shit, boy, I hate lame. All my niggas say a double gangbang. Real nigga shit, boy, I hate lame. All my niggas say a double gangbang.
Something in this liquor. The air is getting thicker. I can't help but stare at you. Oh yeah, girl, what did you do to me? What did you slip up in my cup, girl? girl, 'cause I want you. Oh yeah, I had a little bit too much, girl. So come over here. There's something in this liquor.
It's a long song away.
Close your eyes and dream we'll never grow.
Northside Long Beach. Yo, yeah.
You wanna come out here?
In New York, I'm Millie Rock. Hiding in my socks. Running from an op. And I shoot at op.
What?
And I'm on the block.
What? What?
And I'm on the block.
What?
In New York, I'm Millie Rock.
Alone?
Hiding in my socks.
What?
Hiding in my socks.
What?
Selling every rock.
What? 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 What?
In New York, I'm Millie Rock. Hiding in my socks. Used to every rock.
What?
Running from the cop.
What?
Shooting at the op.
Yo, Pierre, you wanna come out here?
Shooting at the op.
What?
Cause I run that block.
What? What?
Give me top.
Top.
In my drop.
Top.
I they hung on flop.
Flop. Flop.
When I drop.
Drop.
Why they hung on flop.
Flop. Flop.
When I drop.
Drop.
Why they hung on flop.
Flop. Flop.
When I drop.
Top.
Top.
Woo. 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 Woo.
I did her on cash, I did her on bad, fucking on your bitch, I'm her dad, all these niggas sound like cash, I'm a soldier, damn I thought I told you, shooting like a soldier, like I'm from that northern, all these niggas, always bold, bitch, bang, never bold,
what
you say,
hey,
bet that shit slow, bitch, I'm,
what
say she like me close,
I'm,
Jordan moment, wildin' with the paper.
catch a wave on us. Take a shot, make a friend, just enjoy the moment. A blue sky walking on his haters. Celebrate every day like a birthday.
Everything comes with a little
weight up.
But don't wait for something too long.
Don't sleep, you gotta stay up. Don't sleep, you gotta stay up. I was losing, but I'm better now. All gains I've been wrapping up. Quick to dead the bull like a matador. Right now I'm higher up than Canada. Take a shot, make a friend, just enjoy the moment.
A blue sky walking on his haters.
Celebrate every day like a birthday.
Good thing comes to those that wait up.
But don't wait for something too long. Don't sleep, you gotta stay up. Don't sleep, you gotta stay up.
I'm sitting at the red light. My ankle monitor beeping. Hadn't been charged. I think I see the people. Bounce. I took my roof off at the red light. I took my roof off at the red light. Trap, 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 trap. Trap, 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 trap. Brown bag legend, cause it's all cash. Brown bag legend when it's all cash. Trap, 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 trap. Trap, 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 trap. First one on the block. Whoa. I need mine off the top. Huh. Overtown, he got shot. Buddy died in Overlocker. Huh. Couldn't save one lum. Hit him up, lum, lum. See the look on my face. Woo. Like Cash did it one day. Woo. Niggas hate on my sound. Till I went the first round. Woo. Then I earned the Lombardi. Ain't no fuck boys allowed. Woo. Only fuckin' shit exclusive. Woo. Her favorite rapper, Lil Boosie. Woo. Tell the truth, I didn't ask. When it come to bitches, I'm Gucci. I'm Gucci. I'm the wrong one to rob. Rob. In the jungle, I'm Nas. Rob. In the label, I'm Russell. In the trap, I'm Rick Ross. Huh. Double M Goldman Sachs. Huh. Just like Omar and Chloe. Huh. You came down for the packs. I sent you right back loaded. Woo! I took my roof off at the red light. I took my roof off at the red light. Trap, 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 trap. Trap, 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 trap. Brown bag legend, cause it's all cash. Brown bag legend when it's all cash. Trap, 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 trap. Trap, 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 trap.
I was trying to bet a whole map by Vegas, side to trap. Like, nigga, tell my raid in the trap, man, I'm about to go ape in the trap. Nigga, going ape, nigga, watch your babies in the trap, nigga, cook all bass in the trap. Y'all niggas stay in the trap, nigga, rapping babe, ape in the trap. I'm about to get this shit moving, yeah. Answer the door with the woolly, yeah. Rinsing on water, I need me a boat. I'm about to get this shit cruising, yeah. Stand at the store till you woozy, it. Let's make a move it, movie, yeah. Move, bitch, I'm richer than Tom Cruise, yeah. So many different meds on me. Fuck around, call the Fed on me. Yeah. Boom, 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 your head, homie. Red, Draco got a lot of lead on me. You dead? Yeah.
I took my roof off at the red light. I took my roof off at the red light. Trap, 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 trap. Trap, 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 trap. Brown bag legend, cause it's all cash. Brown bag legend when it's all cash. Trap, 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 trap.
Yeah,
trap, 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 trap.
I ain't nothing like a trap nigga. Gold yard backpack nigga. Uber crazy to the feds puller. Woo woo, cataract nigga. I'm the type, holla at the wife. A body yours, but a soul is mine. I do yours, do 120. All she want is good dig and advice. Race straight for my tires. Jameson till I'm fried. Famous here, but I'm humble. Double M the Empire. Ranzel got me all day. I'm Kyrie, he LeBron James. Tired niggas say for Lauren, ain't tired. Bop a sports center every day. I ain't nothing like them trap guys. I mean, I kinda do back dimes. I kinda never do back down. Leave a nigga high via rap lines. Get a beat, leave a baptized. Mob ties, but it's black lies. Black lies, nigga, trap lies. Give me five on the black side.
I took my roof off at the red light. I took my roof off at the red light. Trap, 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 trap. Trap, 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 trap. Brown bag legend, cause it's all cash. Brown bag legend when it's all cash. Trap, 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 trap. Trap, 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 trap.
Y'all, I'm getting ready to put y'all up on something, man. Yo, when you see something ill, you know what I mean? That shit is woke. Anything ill you see is woke. Nigga have a big six at the club, that's woke.
Okay.
Especially if you got the fully equipped kit on it, it's woke. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yo,
I had this bad bitch of town, she was woke. Had me fucked up in the head, I mean,
woke.
Bought the fifth diamonds and pearls, I mean,
woke.
Should've seen them shit shining on the wrist.
Whoa.
Now money ain't a problem, see my dough is like.
Whoa.
Pulled out my bankroll on y'all niggas like.
Whoa.
Lost the boots, went from 2 tips like. Saggy wanna keep my blueprints, I'm like.
Whoa.
Had to hit the brakes on y'all niggas like.
Whoa.
Niggas getting both on my block like.
Whoa.
Coming home within a half an hour like.
Whoa.
Running like they had the manpower like.
Whoa.
or less. More so, I risk it all so. I live the fast life. Come through in the fall slow like whoa. My nigga, like dough, like dro, nitro, my flow, nice clothes, like whoa. East Bay with cocaine, like whoa. Now I'm Doc Strange in the range, like whoa. 100 miles an hour switching lanes, like whoa. Plus, I'm getting brain from this chick, like whoa. Finger near nigga asshole, like whoa. Team floor switches and bitches, like whoa. 9-9 Jag, Benz Coupe, like whoa. Keep them cheese lines on your blocks, like whoa. Grenade through your window, bitch, like whoa. Love to see me do this shit, like whoa. Niggas put me through this shit, like whoa. So I'ma go toe to toe, blow for blow, like whoa. And risk it all so, live the fast life. Come through in the ball slow, like whoa. My niggas, like dough, like dro, nitro, my flow, nice flow, like whoa.
Yo, Rob, get the phone.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all, what it do? It's your boy Dope Ass Music, Real Trap Wednesday. Shout out to my man Jit. Shout out to my man Zave. Hey, you know, we had to start at a little later time tonight because we had things we had to do, but we are definitely here. Shout out to everybody tuning in online. Shout out to everybody tuning in on the switchboard. Of course, if you want to chime in on any of the topics, make sure that you press that one. If not, just chill out, relax. You saying and cool out. So I'm gonna go ahead. We gonna play about two more songs and we gonna get started with the show. You saying shout out to my man Jit, out there. He's like, man, look, he ain't finished collecting all his money from the walkers. So that's what he's doing right now. Shout out to my man Jit. You know he better have his money. Oh wait, hold on, matter of fact, this is what Jit be saying to him when you saying when he talking to him.
Bitch better have my money.
Oh shit.
It ain't nothing like black pussy on my dick. Word to the motherfucking DJ Quick. I play O's like dominoes, slapping phones. AMG's on the motherfucking microphone. I sling dick, bitch, nothing more and nothing less. You gotta see no hope, you can take the test and bring big fat titties and lots of back. You got the woody and I got the act. I'm no joke when I stroke for a client. Bitches need dick, so they find it. G with the high top fade. Open up your ghost bag, bitch, so I can get paid. And take off your D-spring drawers. Did you eat your Wheaties? Cause I don't pause. What are you laughing at? Ain't a damn thing funny.
Bitch better have my money.
I don't charge by the inch, I charge by the foot. Think I'm lying, bitch, here, take a look. 100% USDA grade AB. Here's my card, call me. You look like you ain't been bumped in a while. Pick up the motherfucking phone and dial and have your money in a big ass sack. I'm swinging this dick like a new jack.
Bitch,
so.
Bitch better have my money. 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 Bitch better have my money.
Choose the position, pronto, you're on the clock. You can stop the diggity dick, but I'ma charge you a knot. Bitch ass on over and touch your toes. Hold your breath, cause I'm a hoe by nose. This dick of mine ain't friendly, baby. Will it hurt you? Yeah, maybe, probably, because I'm 19 years old. I fuck hot pussy until it's cold. I ain't a prostitute, but I'll knock the boot. Women love me, they say I'm so cute. Girls wanna get with me, I'm tender. A big old butt and a smile and a weird up. Pussy ain't nothing but a game to me. Pockets on fat, cause I play the freak. So when a hoe wanna fuck to the flow of a teenage pimp, I wanna see that grip, so.
Bitch better have my money. 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 Bitch better have my money.
Motherfuckers out there can't fade me. And bitches out there don't fade me. I take it blow for blow. A hoe is a hoe. A bitch is a bitch is a. So, fuck all the rigmarole. I drop the dough while I slang the flow. She's gonna do it to you slow while you sing along, ho.
Bitch better have my money.
Yeah, bitch.
Bitch better have my money. 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 Bitch better have my money.
money.
Hey, shout out to that. It's your boy Dope Ass Music, Real Trap Wednesday. We in the building. Hey, Xavier, he's going to be showing up pretty soon. So we just going to go ahead and get started with the show. Because, you know, everybody's like, dope, start the show, start the show. You know, it's not really a show without Zay. You know, we need the Frisco Negro for some stuff. But ladies and gentlemen, now introducing your mediator, the Black Larry King, the Negro Sub-Zero, the panty ripper, the Gucci loafer wearing, the Crown Royal sipping, the if I drink some clear, I'm tiptoeing barefoot through the gas station. My man, Jit Chronicles.
My nigga, though, what it do? You know what I'm saying? I'm tongue tired tonight, nigga. But what it do? It's the Black Larry King, aka Jit Chronicles, in this motherfucker. Real Trap Wednesdays on Next to Blow Radio. I'm in this bitch, bro. And Miss Chief told me to tell you what's up. You dig?
Well, tell her to press
no
one.
No S's, all Z's.
Tell her to press one. Yeah, I don't know why she's acting brand new. Like, she ain't on a whole blog talk station. She's acting brand
press
new.
Press that thing, gal.
Yeah, press the one. Press the one. there she go.
What's Abel like she in
there? Hey, people.
Hey, what's up,
hey, people. I came to come listen to the trap. Hey. Okay, I'm going to be quiet. I'm just here to listen. Give my support.
No. No, you can't listen. No, you can't listen. You're saying. See, the rule is, if you are a host on a radio show, there is no such thing as listening.
Oh, I got to talk.
Oh, well, damn.
Okay.
Sis, like, damn.
Okay.
If you want to, darling. Only if you want.
Okay.
She don't want to talk on these topics yet.
She don't want to talk about these
topics.
Some of these topics now, boy, I tell you.
I don't know. I might hurt you.
There you go.
This is gonna be your drive run for the grind hard uncut. This is gonna be your drive run.
You stupid.
Yeah.
Oh man. Real trap, man.
Oh,
real start though.
All right, well, let's get the party started, Jit.
We're going to get the party started. All right, man. It's Real Trap Wednesdays on Next to Blow Radio. First topic of the night, and this is kind of a two-part topic. You know what I'm saying? So would you have a male or female doctor do your colonoscopy? And would you let your wife have a male gynecologist? So I'm going to put it like this. I'm not having a male or a female stick their hand up my ass. I'm not going for it. You understand what I'm saying? And check this out. I just saw a commercial the other day, nigga, where you shit in the box, send that shit off, and they go check shit
yeah.
like that. You know, you ain't got to stick your finger up nobody's ass.
that's a quick way.
And especially not mine.
Yeah.
You dig? So that would be an absolutely not. I don't give a damn if you're a nigga or female. No way. It's not happening. And the second part of that topic, would you let your wife have a male gynecologist? Hell no. Nah. You know what I'm saying? I think that's just straight up. No, hell no. Nah. Because if that's
the doctor,
I want to be looking too.
They're just the doctor.
I'm looking right with them.
They don't mind. And they don't mind. Yeah, they don't mind if you in the room.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. My thing is, you know, y'all be sticking more than just objects up the pussy. You gynecologist. You be sticking other shit up there. I'm a little tipsy.
I see.
Oh, hell to the no. Hell to the no. Yeah.
Since you're honorary co-host for right now, Ms. Chief, we're going to go ahead and let you go next. Go ahead. Give your answers.
Okay, so a doctor is a doctor. I worked 10 years in emergency room, so a doctor to me is a doctor.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that, sis.
You know? Yeah. So, a doctor is a doctor. As long as they can do what they're supposed to do, some doctors are more rough. I think the most key point is find a doctor that you're comfortable with, whether it's male or female. You can find that. And then the colostomy, you know, I eat broccoli and lettuce and stuff like that. So, you know, I don't think I'm at the point where I need to get my colon checked or anything. But my father did have his colon checked, and he said it was one of the most uncomfortable things. But afterwards, it's like you're 10 pounds lighter. Hey, y'all didn't hear that, huh? I'm trying to tell you.
I'm feeling about 10 pounds. About 10 pounds
10
lighter.
10 pounds lighter.
Wow.
Yeah, and you better stay home for the rest of the day.
Check in.
You know what I'm saying? Don't eat no McDonald's or nothing. You're be shitting on yourself.
Oh, you're going to be with the shit.
Yeah, you're going to be with the shit. You're going to be the shit.
You're
going
to be with the shit.
You're going to be the shit.
This is why we can't get y'all two together. See, y'all don't know how to act. Y'all know how to act on a Wednesday.
Oh. The king and queen.
I'm just messing. Yeah.
Oh, man. It's awesome.
But, yeah.
All right, so.
That's my question, though. Yeah, that's my answer.
So.
It wouldn't matter. And then if my spouse had a female doctor, I really don't think she's trying to, like, pick up on him. She's in another financial bracket. So she's not really trying to, you know, doctors, they got their own. Let me tell you, I used to work, like I said, 10 years. I partied with the nurses. I partied with the doctors. They got their own thing going, and they are not worried about patients romantically. Trust me in that.
I can believe that, too, sis. And, you know, all bullshit aside. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I'm just going to say it like this. I had one of those anal violating things called a colonoscopy, right? Yeah. Had to check a man's prostate. I had to do it. Right?
Oh my God!
Now
I'm
thought about it.
I'm so sorry. You bang up a nigga's ass. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah. Oh my God!
You have to go through. Hey, but Jay, you have to go through that process because you don't want prostate cancer.
No, that
that's
is
one of the worst.
But can I just shit in the box, though? I can just shit in the box, right?
No. That's something else. That's to see if you got bacteria in your stomach. That has nothing to do with your colon.
Well, I'd rather stick my own.
So.
Never
mind. No. You don't know what to look for?
Oh, my God.
Oh, I called slipping.
You
Lord,
you
have mercy. Black there again. They're going to take.
You can't
stick
your
own
finger up there.
He don't even know what to look for.
I know what you're looking for.
Hey, when that bitch opens up, so we're working out. The train will get to the station. You dig?
Hell nah.
They done took my crown, sis. No. I'm just black.
Black lurking. You still is, Bubba.
Mom.
So here's what happened, right? I go there, and they give me my choice of either a male or female doctor, right? So I had to think about it in this way. If I'm going to go through this gayest act that I've ever been through in my life, right?
Hell, so I don't want no nigga doing it.
Well, it happened one time by accident, though. It was with a white girl. You know what I'm saying? But I damn near kicked her off the beat when she tried to.
Yeah, accident for you, but not accident for her. She was.
She was a professional fingering
freak.
In the booty poker. Yeah. I was like pineapples. But anyway, So
he wasn't ready.
I was thinking like this. I wasn't ready. So I'm thinking it like this, right? So I'm like, okay, if I had to tell this story on a radio show. It sound better if I said a man did it or a woman did it. Now, men, if you're not aware of this, your prostate is your male G spot. There's nothing more embarrassing than a man rubbing your prostate and you skeet.
Okay, we're going too far.
So I decided
it's true, though.
My gay moment would be with a female, and she violated me. And she gave me a hug and a sucker afterwards. So I want a female doctor.
Told you to call her in a month.
Yeah. But how old are you? How old are you supposed to be when you go get checked? Like 50?
Like your, like 40s, in your 40s.
In your 40s? Okay, I still got, I got 20 more years.
As a black man, you should actually go due to our diet.
I'm joking.
You should go in your 30s, at least once. At least once in your 30s.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's one of the most painful cancers, though.
I know.
Prostate, your testicles can get big as grapefruits.
Wow.
Well, mine's already that big.
Yeah, mine's kind of already done, so that wouldn't be so bad. But
no. That's your ass is up.
Oh, man.
Oh, fucking, this is crazy.
I know. I got the shits tonight. I'm with the shits.
And would I let my wife have a male gynecologist? Hell no. Ain't no other man sticking their finger, nowhere near my wife's vagina.
What if the baby got to be delivered and the doctor that's on call is a male?
Well, he's going to have to wear a blindfold or something. He's going to have to wear a blindfold or something. And
so you don't want him to see. He don't drop the baby.
He can coach me. You know what I'm saying? He can coach me.
Hell no.
I'm just saying, if Ray Charles can play the piano blind, he can deliver baby blind.
There you go. Dope Farrakhan. There you go.
Yeah, me and Jit, we agree on that one.
Yeah.
His baby gonna lack oxygen to the brain. He gonna be late for
building. I know, right? Oh boy. That's what's up. Mm. All right.
All right.
Moving right along.
Topic, Jit?
Next topic up. Would you let a male nurse bathe you? Now, listen. Goddamn it. Y'all going to have to listen to this story because we're going to keep it all the way motherfucking 100. And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't like a nigga up on me at the barbershop. And I'm talking about the barber that's cutting my hair. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
hey, get off my back. Get off my back.
Yeah, for whatever reason. Like, you do not got to be up on a nigga. And I'm just going to give y'all the real story. Usually when I go to the barbershop, I ain't even trying to look in a nigga's eyes. My eyes closed. I wake up, this nigga halfway between my goddamn legs, and I'm like, nigga, you need to be paying me after this motherfucking haircut. Like, not only should the haircut be free, but I feel like you owe me some money because you just gonna come and just take it, huh? You understand what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I ain't trying to be funny.
Yeah.
Like, I do not like a motherfucker, especially a nigga, to be just up on me like that. That's just not.
Because
so
you don't have to do all that. You got a swivel chair.
That's what I'm saying, sis. It's like, nigga, back up. But right now, you know, I got a female barber, so we fixed that. You know what I'm saying? But in hell that I'm letting a nigga bathe me. No motherfucking way in hell. And that's just point blank, period. That's ridiculous. So my answer is no, but I want to know what y'all think about this topic. Back your ass up.
Yeah, Miss Chief, you're going to let a female.
What he look like.
No. You don't get no dude.
If the nigga look like genuine, since you good, huh?
Yeah, I'm good.
You get a woman that look like Katherine Hepburn. That's what you get. You get a woman that look like Katherine Hepburn.
Hey, no. She don't have to medicate me for, like, if it absolutely need to be done, I'm going to need my medication first, put me to sleep. When I wake up, I'm powdered. You know, I got my PJs on and everything, you know, and I don't remember nothing. Can she do it like that? Can she medicate me?
Nope. Can't medicate you. You got to sit there and watch her while she turn you over and scrub your crack and then scrub the front.
That's too much.
Yeah, a female, if I absolutely need it, I guess I would have to bite the bullet and let her do what she got to do. Just hope that she used the right product.
You know,
since
I have to be old and motherfucking see now, like, seriously.
Yeah.
I'm for real. Let some
otherwise,
shit like that
happen. I think I'm going to be that old person that be like, no, I can do it. I can do it.
Yeah,
I can do it. You know,
I'm
very independent.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Uncomfortable.
Yeah, that is. And that's kind of like, you're
going to be like, roll over, Jit. Bro,
that's not funny, though.
No.
That's not even funny.
He didn't find that funny, y'all. And it was no
got me looking like, when he first two, I'm like, oh, here we go with the fucker.
my God.
This shit is ridiculous.
Because I gave you last week off, shit. So I had to, so we had to come back even, you know, pause. We had to come back harder this week. So I had to get you this week.
I see you, man. It's all good.
Oh, man. All right, Jim. What's the next topic?
Next topic. You ain't going to answer the topic, nigga? Did you answer?
We already know. It's not happening.
Yeah, he ain't going to bypass him.
It ain't happening. I'm like, Negro, you can't even take my shoes off, my nigga.
That's right.
Okay.
I'm good. I felt some kind of way in my mind.
Like, grease my scalp.
I'm like, look, pop, you can't be doing this, pop. You can't be doing this, pop. And as far as I have a female barber,
cool.
too, I have a female barber, too. The reason why I went to a female barber is one time I'm in the barber's chair, and you know how you sit with your elbows out on the chair, Jit?
Yeah.
You already know what happened. Nigga swiveled my elbow into his ball sack.
I'm not with that. Niggas, y'all need to back the fuck up.
But see, I'm wondering at the barber school, do they have like a class that'd be like, this is how you don't make your customers, they have to make your customers uncomfortable. Because, I mean, a lot of people are probably having these problems. They just don't want to say nothing. But nobody wants anyone leaning on their back or their elbows bumping up against it. Like, that's kind of awkward.
Yeah,
see the person the next time?
And that's the perfect word for it, sis. It is awkward. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's not like me saying, you know, like I got gay people in my family. So it's nothing like me saying anything against gays at all. You understand what I'm saying?
Too.
But
yeah.
For me personally,
that's not the issue.
I'm uncomfortable. And even if I did go that way, nigga, I still don't want your ass up on me, nigga, because I don't know.
Man.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do the truth.
So,
yeah, I do the truth.
Yeah. So you need to back up.
Yeah.
For real.
I ain't easy like that. Come on. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, crazy.
You say he ain't going to get a booty up on the first date.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I opened my eyes, that nigga was in between my legs. I say, nigga, if you don't give me some motherfucking money, you owe me some money, nigga. Shit.
Did you say that? You say that for real?
I said it in my head, sis. I couldn't bring myself to say because I wanted to get the fuck up out of there because I was embarrassed.
But I bet you that look when you open your eyes and you looked up and seen him was priceless.
Yes, that shit was very uncomfortable. And I ain't been back since.
All right, what's
about
five?
I love my barber. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to you.
You know you got to be comfortable. You pay, especially if you paying your money.
I left the barber because he tried to make eye contact with me while I was cutting my hair. I like, brother, haircut's over,
bro.
Haircut's over.
What?
You know,
that happens. Does happen. That's why my eyes are closed. I'm asleep.
Hey,
I'm dreaming.
I'd be like, bitch, you about to put another line or you about to, wait, what you about to do? You about to fade some more? We don't need no eye contact. That's crazy.
Exactly.
Braiders don't do that. Beauticians, if she's talking to you, you know, you guys are, you know, communicating.
Female barbers.
Females do not do it. My barber has not done that to me yet, and I've been going to Lisa for about 3-4 months now. A big difference.
Now, if she talks to you, that's just normal, but it's not nothing past that. Yeah, that's kind of spooky. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Yeah, I don't know about them, too.
Yeah, she like women anyway, so she definitely ain't worried about my black ass. So, you know, it's all good. But she can cut some
other like,
women.
That's the only reason why Jip been trying to convert her. When Jip tried to convert her, he found out that she was strictly liquid. So, you know, she's
strictly
liquid.
No.
He didn't try to convert her, did you?
I just want to get a haircut and, you know, be on my business. Yeah. All right, moving right along, since we're talking about beauticians and all that good shit, you know what I'm saying? So the next topic up, fellas, do you like your women hair to be natural or perm? Now, for me, because I like when the hair done up, when it's straight, when they're looking all good, you understand what I'm saying? I say natural, either or, it really doesn't matter to me, but what I will say, and I'm going to be honest, just as long as you keep your head dead. You know, that's always been my pet peeve. Like, I will give you money to go get your shit done and make sure it stay done. You understand what I'm saying? So,
Too grown and running around with no chicken head.
Yeah, I do not have a purpose. Just, you know, just keep it up. You know, if I can go get a haircut every week, then, you know, my lady should be able to go get a haircut every week. You know, if you ain't got no money, then, baby, I got you. And that's just real nigga shit. Spoken from the black Larry King.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Get a tricky for the hairdo.
That's for real.
No, that's not. Because when she goes out with him, he wants her to look good and vice versa. So they probably do things for each other. I mean, you're not going to find somebody that you always getting their hair done and they not doing nothing for you. That's kind of like, you know, like part of the upkeep of your union, you know. He go out, he take her out, she got her hair done. Yeah, she feeling good. She going to treat them extra nice when they go home because she got her hair done. She's feeling good, special. My man love me. Look what he did for me, girl. She going to take a whole bunch of pictures. You know, there's other elements of how you, you know, that benefits him. So get on the right path.
And sis, I want to add this to it too. You know, growing up with my mom, and I'm gonna just tell y'all one thing about that lady there is she didn't do nothing motherfucking else. She wouldn't got that head.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I remember when I used to skip school, and she was like, "Look, nigga, if you can skip school, you can stay home and watch your little brother while I go get my shit done." You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I saw mom always keep herself up, even up to this date. You know, and I think mom like 56, 57.
Good.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Yeah. And I bet you that made her feel good. You it makes
absolutely
feel good
no sense. You can throw on any fucking clothes, long as your head done. You can still look like $1 million. You can be dressed like a fucking bum, but if that head done and looking nice, you Gucci.
And that does not mean throwing no plastic wig on your head. That's not getting your hair done. Throwing no plastic wig on your head, you know, with your cornrows not done up under it, and it's the wig sitting on top of your head, and it don't look like a part. Or that he's not talking about that. That's not getting hair did.
You dig?
Not getting hair. All right, Miss.
Sorry,
that's a good question for you. Do you like your hair? Do you like your hair natural, or do you like it perm?
I've been perm free for about four years now. I did perms, I did color, I did all of that, and then I went back natural since, four years ago. Now, I will every once in a while flat iron it or even press it, but because it is natural, it doesn't hold any heat. So, as soon as I go outside, it's like poof, you know, so... I like to keep with the natural hairstyles. I find ways that, make me look good, but, you know, keeping my hair clean, keeping it natural, organic products. I like the natural thing. That's not to say that one day I'll, you know, wear it straight again, you know, but right now in my life, it's doing really well. So, natural hair is good for me.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up, sis. You know, some ladies, they just slap that shit on and be going on about their day. You understand what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I can definitely respect an all-natural woman. You understand what I'm saying? So that's definitely what's up.
Perms are good, though. I have perms. You know, it's, when you get older. But you know what happens with the perm? Once you get older, your hair starts to thin out. You know, and so my mama used to tell me, hey, you know, don't be like me when you get older. People are addicted to what I call the cream crack, you know, they're addicted to it, you know, but they're not realizing that, you know, I don't know if you guys seen that, what is it, David Chappelle, that Good Hair video movie? Have y'all seen that?
Chris Rock.
Chris Rock, yeah. How they make the perm. That shit eats, it can eat through your scalp. Just put it that way. So, I just decided to stay away from lie, all that. Yeah, and you will be bald like a man at the age of 70 if you keep perming that shit up. You will. And that's why a lot of females got alopecia. They pull their hair too tight, ponytails and stuff. But they perm it. It look nice and pretty and slick and nice and jammed up and pro-styled up. And then next you know, them edges is gone. That's the reason why.
All right. Well, I'm about to turn into Dope Farrakhan on y'all.
So, Dope Farrakhan coming to the stage, good brother.
I'm Dope Garvey tonight. I'm Dope Garvey. So
you Dope Garvey.
I'm Dope Garvey.
So here's a situation, my beautiful black queen. Do you know the reason? Have you ever heard of what's called a conk? Conk is what we used to do in
yeah.
the 1910s, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And you may wonder why do we straighten our hair out? Right? The whole purpose of the reason why we used to straighten our hair out is to appear more acceptable to white people.
Right.
Because the straighter your hair, the lighter your skin, you're more likely to
mm-hmm.
actually get accepted in white society. Now, you
mm-hmm.
can get accepted in black society, but if you didn't want to be a maid or a porter or some type of menial job that's what the white man gave you, you would conk your hair to appear more white. That's why you see people like Nat King Cole, people like Sammy Davis Jr., all those people from those eras with conk. Right? So, here it is, 2017, we're still conking our hair. Black women. Because if you didn't know, you say, if I hear another woman say, oh, my hair is so nappy, it's supposed to be fucking nappy. Like, we didn't have pressing combs in Africa. We didn't have pressing combs in Africa. We didn't have no relaxer in Africa. You saying, your hair was bulletproof. It felt like Berber carpeting in Africa. So, my point is, I like my women hair natural. If it's nappy, if it's frizzy, that's beautiful to me. Black is beautiful, right? I don't understand why you spend $200-$400 on some fake hair. That
mm-hmm.
why? What
now, see, I don't mind that, as long as you ain't doing it every week, because then
well,
$400 add up. Then it add
yeah,
up.
Yeah, that's
now,
like
$400. Can we let
week.
It last for like at least 30 days? You know, so
yeah.
I feel you though. Yeah,
I'm looking at the psychological ramification of why are you putting this fake hair in your real hair? See, why is it pretty? Why do we believe that's pretty? See what I'm saying? Like we're so indoctrinated that we don't even realize that we're indoctrinated. We don't even realize it because, like, I mean, think about it: $400 for somebody's hair. Now, if somebody said, you can have my hair for $1, or if you see some hair, if you see some hair on the floor, would you pick it up and put it in your head? If I was you walking up the street and you see some hair on the floor and it's free, you ain't gonna put it, but you gonna pay somebody $300-$400?
And they do.
Somebody,
yeah.
I'm like, now synthetic.
But you know
hair,
what? I dated the chick one time though, not to interrupt you, and she had long hair already, and she still wore wigs or whatever the fuck. The reason why, and I was why you do that? And she did tell me, she was like,
to make it fuller.
I got thin hair. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, with the women, bro, you kind of got to let them do their thing. You know
what
I'm saying? Because, I mean, obviously, we not women. So, you know, I think they all know better than we would know. So, it really doesn't bother me that much. But I did used to question that shit. Like, you got long hair already. What
mm-hmm.
you need that for? But I guess women
have different. I can't understand. Here's what I can understand. I can understand, hey, I'm throwing on this wig because I don't feel like doing my hair. Right? I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. I get it. But at the end of the day, when you go and you see right now everything is, hey, I need my hair to be banging. Well, why do you need your hair to be banging? Like, it's all the psychological aspect of why as black people we do this. And once you know the history, a lot of people don't even know the history. Like, people don't know about conking. They don't know why black people
mm-hmm.
were conking. They don't even understand why
mm-hmm.
right now today we still do it. Like, why do some people feel uncomfortable wearing braids at work? Why do some people feel weird wearing cornrows at work? Right? It's a
mm-hmm.
hairstyle.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice
mm-hmm.
and neat. It's kept. So why can I keep my hair this particular way? Because it's acceptable to white people for you to have your hair a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes
on
right
some
now.
Some people won't hire you. Yeah, some people won't hire you with certain
yes,
hairstyles.
Yes, that's the truth, sis.
That's
I used to have dreads and I couldn't get the job. Believe it or not, I used to have dreads. And the minute I cut no motherfuckers off, I was getting all the job offers in the world.
Mm-hmm.
With a name
yeah,
like Cody, it used to be easy for me because my name Cody, I got the whitest of white of the white name. You understand what I'm saying? And had never had no problem getting no motherfucking job. But when I had no dread,
right,
couldn't find a motherfucking thing. Cut them bitches off, you're hired.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
True.
What's the next topic, Jit?
All right, next topic up, Real Trap Wednesdays on Mix the Blow Radio. What's more important, love or money? Now, I'll be 35 years old on Halloween, a couple of days, you know, well, a couple of weeks or whatever the case may be. So I feel like if you would have asked me this question maybe 10 years ago, I would have said, show me the motherfucking money because everybody need it. Well, who don't like money? But, you know, as you get older, you're supposed to get wiser. And I feel like, you know, love is one of the single most important things in life, whether it's from a family member, whether it's from a friend, your children. You understand what I'm saying? Everybody needs love. And I've grown to learn, too, that money is not everything all the fucking time. You know, and that's why I'm just I won't say content, but if I never be rich a day in my life, y'all, I would still be comfortable because I got a whole bunch of love. I'm rich on that.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Right. So I feel like it's a situational thing, and I hate to say it that way because, you know, some people be like, fuck the love, give me the money, you know, but I think love outweighs money any day of the week, and that's just my personal opinion. Mm-hmm. But I want to know what y'all think about this topic. Money is good, but it ain't love, baby. But
go ahead, Queen. Go ahead.
Well, I think love is more important, but money definitely pays the bill.
That's what's
up. If you guys can love each other and then compliment each other as far as financially, that is awesome. That's the perfect recipe. Both of you guys making money, but you love each other, you know, but love first, you know. But you definitely, in this society, sorry to say, you do need money. You can't say, but I love you, but can you put this bill for me? But I love you, can you pay this bill for me? Like, after a while, you know, you got to, both you guys have to match each other.
That's real. That's 100.
Right, so
Miss
Chief.
And yeah, money can't buy love. Some motherfuckers think it can, but it really can't.
No,
it can buy you.
No, it can't.
Lust.
You know,
it can buy you some lust for a while, but then that's
gonna
dry out.
And it'll buy
too.
You super, yep, and superficial happiness. That's what it'll buy you. But
money
a lot
can't
of,
buy no
but
love.
If you see, but a lot of people relate to, if you buy me something, that means you care for me. That's not true. So,
well,
yeah,
that's
real. Love is more important.
I thought long and hard about this topic.
Mm-hmm.
And the deepest love I've ever saw were two homeless people that loved each other. I said, now,
oh, wow.
Two homeless people loving each other. I said, y'all happy and y'all homeless and broke. I said, that's love, right? And then I also thought about every rich person I know, like, you don't even know if they love you for you, right?
Right,
so,
right.
In today's world, though, money's more important than love. Because, unfortunately, I can't pay my bills with love. Love is important for happiness. But money's definitely more important. Money is more important. Because my grandfather always told me a romance with no finance is a nuisance.
That's different. And I can respect what you're saying. I don't necessarily agree with it, but I definitely respect it.
That's
how you feel.
I'm just saying. When I get older, love is going to be more important because I can't work anyway. So,
that's real.
But as of right now, man, look, if I can't use it, I don't know any girl that's going to love me while we homeless. I don't know. Now, we homeless, you know, I don't know. And, you know, and if some Denzel-looking dude come along and he got a place. I don't know. She might not stay with me then. I don't know.
Yeah.
Shoot.
No, it's all respect. I definitely respect what you said.
Hey, didn't you say we got a bonus topic?
Yeah, hey, because we got about 20 minutes left in the show, man. So if you need me to add something towards the end, I can definitely do that.
All right, well,
good topic too.
We're gonna take a small music break, and then we're gonna come back with just bonus question. Oh, and Jit. Nina,
and we got one more topic too, though.
We got two more topics.
Yeah, we got two more.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and get to the other one, and we get to the bonus one after.
You want to get to the next
one?
And tell me what you're about to just say. Who shot him? I want to know who the fuck shot him.
Yeah. Nina said she'll give you a colonoscopy. She said she'll give you a colonoscopy. She seen the picture.
Nina said, all right, Nina, that's all good, man.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit, we back to that one. All right. But, hey, so we're going to the next topic, right?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Reality Radio. All right, quick topic before the break. Next up. For $1 million, and I know where you got this from, though. For $1 million, would you shoot a video in a dress? Now, look, fellas, I don't know y'all can't be sitting up here getting y'all motherfucking big husky ass in these women clothes. Like, why is y'all, like, you know, that's like putting your big ass man feet in some heels. Hell no. I would rather wear some skinny boy jeans. Now, I would do that for $1 million. But, bro, I am not going to wear a whole complete dress in no motherfucking video. And it's so funny because I was just looking before I got on the show. It was a rapper, and I can't think of his name, and I'm going to bring it up, too. But this man wore a fucking wedding dress in video. Y'all shooting guns, snorting heroin, but this nigga got on a wedding dress. Where they do that
in his mouth, too. And put the gun in his mouth, too. Pause. And he put the gun in his mouth.
You know, so all jokes aside, man, y'all stop mixing all that shit. I told y'all last night on Brown Hard Radio, you cannot mix alcohol, cocaine, and Cialis. It make you go put on a wedding dress. You cannot mix that shit.
Hell no. Nah. That sounds like death cocktail.
Yeah, you need to stop. They need to stop the fuckery with that. But I do want to know what y'all think on that topic. But not for $1 million, not for $10 million. I'm not putting on a complete fucking dress in no fucking business. This nigga had a whole wedding on, dog. He had on a whole wedding dress.
His publicist should have told him.
Oh, man. Drops the mic and walks the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
We got Zabe in the building. What's up, Zabe?
What's up, Kevin?
My first school light skinned brother.
I'm not light skinned. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? Hold on, bro.
Well, nigga, you're looking kind of beige today. You're late and you look beige, nigga, so that's what's up.
You know what? You know what? I'm getting off this fuck ass show. Fuck Ryan
Hall.
No filter.
Real
scroll. What's
happening? Fucking light skin, nigga.
I ain't fucking light skin, nigga. My father looks like Big Daddy Kane, nigga. What's wrong with you, nigga, man? What's happening? There ain't no half step.
That nigga said, "Don't you ever say I look like dope ass music?" You know what I'm saying? Hey, I would have been offended.
Never
looked
like no.
So you good?
Yeah, I look like no Tony Carey looking ass nigga.
You got offended?
Oh, that's Tony Carey.
When I'm with you,
oh Lord,
that's my nigga's age.
What's that?
Shout out to Howard Hughes
looking motherfucker.
That's mulatto.
Oh. That's mulatto.
But what's good, Zay? You know I was just messing with you, nigga. What's good?
Oh, you know it's all
what
love. But, man, what's good? Oh. You know what's good? I'm getting ready for this birthday, man. I'm getting ready, you know, turn a big 37.
What day?
I'm on the 22nd, man, the Mac birthday. 22nd, October 22nd, man, the Libra, man.
So you a Scorpio?
No, I'm on a cusp. I'm a Libra. You feel me?
Okay, kind of close. Cause you know I'm on the 31st, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? October is October.
Oh shit!
The loot.
Oh
yeah.
Man, you a Halloween nigga? Oh shit! You ain't no
yeah,
joke,
I'm
bro.
Halloween
you
nigga.
Shit.
Yeah, that's what they call me, Black Bear King.
There you go. Check this game.
Super
so hold on, I just you a nasty nigga. You eat ass. You know you eat ass. Let me say this. You a nasty motherfucker. Let me say this stuff to you. And you from the South. You a Scorpio. And you from the South. Oh, shit.
Yes,
ladies,
sir.
Hide your assholes because he's coming.
Uh-oh.
Check this game, bro. This nigga is going to give you a hysterectomy.
Oh,
listen,
man,
though. Let's get back to the topic. The topic is
back
this. Real talk. Would you ever wear a dress for $1 million? The asshole. Listen. Okay. I'm going to ask you this question. Are we saying we'll never wear a dress for $1 million or for the money, right? You won't. Okay.
For the
That's
money.
Good. You won't sell your soul. But I'm just hypothetically throwing this out there. If somebody said gun to your head, or no, it's for your kid, tuition, and future, would you be wrong to put the dress on there? If I
Dave,
said,
if you get your husky ass in the dress, nigga, it's going to be a problem.
And you're going to get your husky ass in that motherfucker with them broad-ass caramel on shoulders, and you're going to put that dress on for your kid. You see what I'm saying? We always say what we never, ever going to do. It just depends. Now, money, I'm sorry, y'all. I got to agree with my brother real quick, jumping on. You cannot always put a dollar on something. You gotta, it got to be something that you won't sell your cell phone for a dollar, man. It got to be something in this world. I don't know, something you live for. Your kids, something, your dignity. Now, if you put on a dress to save a life or it's something of that nature, I can't knock you, bro. But for money, you'll do anything for a dollar. Where I'm from, you a hoe. Ain't that a hoe?
Yeah. I don't think nobody should be putting on no dress unless he's an actor getting paid for it in a movie. Now, that's something completely fucking different. You know what I'm saying? But just be putting on something for some motherfucking money, nigga. Hell no.
Hey, Zay. Jit think he motherfucking Wesley Snipes in 2-1-Fu with love.
2-1-Fu. That's exactly how Jit would look like if you put that shit on, too, looking like that one you meet. What's her name, Cheryl? Cheryl Underwood? That's an ugly motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
I couldn't get
hard. Why you riding? You riding on me tonight, bro? Okay, nigga, you big man. You big man or no, nigga?
I'm sorry.
Nigga,
I
went from I eat ass. Nigga said, I eat ass, and I ain't shit.
Yeah, you look like Cheryl Underwood? No, I love you. I'm sorry. I'm done.
Okay, now I'm acting light-skinned. My bad. I'm done.
That's my brother, though.
That's my brother, real talk.
That's my brother, though.
I'm not wearing a dress, man. But now, if it's for like a, you know, like my daughter gets $1 million, I probably would do it. If it was for my daughter, for my sons, them niggas can earn their own $1 million. But for my daughter, I probably would do it.
You would do a whole music video and a whole dress.
You said
comedy skit. Don't, I'm trying to help you now, nigga. You could have said, I want a comedy skit. You know what I'm saying, nigga? But you go put the gun to your head and sip lean and smoke heroin and put on the wedding dress, nigga.
No, see, you add extra stuff in there, Jit. I just said put on the video. Yeah, you said,
wait a minute, and all bullshit aside. So y'all did not see this video with a rapper that had the wedding dress on?
No, I seen it. That's why I wouldn't just shoot a video like to promote my music in a dress. That's not gonna happen. But if they said, "Hey, dope, you put this dress on for $1 million,
because the topic was truthfully said, for $1 million, would you shoot a video in a dress? But I'm gonna give you that white line. I'm gonna give it to you. You got it. I ain't gonna argue with you too much. But nigga, you should have made it clear. Yeah, nigga, a comedy video, a comedy skit. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna let it go.
No, not.
What do I know? I eat ass, so I don't know nothing anymore.
You eat a lot of ass.
Cause that nigga just instead of digging a knife in. Dave, I can't stand your ass.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Hey, Jake, hit him with the other topic so he can go ahead. Because he on one tonight. You know what I'm saying? He came
out. We're going to overtime a little bit if we need two fellas. So, dope, I'm going to take it all the way to the top, man. And we're just picking your brain a little bit, Zay. So, would you have a male or female doctor do your colonoscopy?
Oh, shit. Going my ass. Damn, see, there's that ass.
I know, right?
No, I'm going with a woman, man, because it'd be some niggas with some big ass fingers. Like, bro, what's going on back there? No, I'm good. I go with the woman. Okay, listen, I'll go. This is my thing about doctors, like doing that type of shit. Like to do that, if I have to, you know, you're getting older, yeah, get your colon checked, do a woman. But now, this is the thing, too. If I'm about to get my thing checked, like, you know, she got to check my balls and all that, I want to at least make sure I'm half big. So when I whip out, she's going to be like, damn, okay. Impressive. You know what I'm saying? I just want to be nice. I don't want to come in there all nervous and like, and you got to explain yourself. Like, look, hold on. It gets bigger than this, sweetie. It really does. Like, hold on. Give me 1 minute. Come back in. Give me a 5. Just come back in.
You're trying to convince
her.
Impressive.
Nigga, she don't give a damn. She don't give a damn about you. She doing her job. But no, I'd rather have a woman do that because, no, I don't want no dude with them big ass fucking hot dog Frank fingers. No, I'm cool. Give me one.
Frankenstein fingers and shit, nigga.
Right, yeah, you get your... Get your Scotty Pippen hands the fuck out of here.
All right. I'm going to switch it up on you a little bit, Zay. Would you let your wife have a male gynecologist?
That's
tough one, ain't it? You married for real. See, we can talk that bullshit. You married for real, nigga. So, what you got?
Wow. Go to dope for this one. Go to dope for that one. I got to think about it.
I already said hell no. I said hell to the mother F no. She could have Ming Ling. She can have, you know, Shaniqua. She could have any female doctor she wants. You know what I'm saying? And if she starts moaning, I want to watch. Or she can videotape it. But ain't no dude going to be probing down there. I say, she can't even have a male doctor deliver the baby. You know, he got to wear a blindfold and instruct me what to do. I'm going to deliver the baby.
Yeah, I kind of got to agree with Dope on this one because he might rub her clit the right way. You never know. He could be a pervert. He might hit a spot on your woman. But I don't know, man, because women know the touch too, bruh. So I don't know about that one.
What? We can watch that. We can watch that, though. Say if my wife's got a gynecologist, makes her squirt, I know she's the one for the threesome. I know she's the one for the threesome.
No. Say if she looked like that old-ass bitch Dr. Ruth. Or when was you know that old-ass bitch Dr. Ruth? I don't want that threesome. See, Dope, you a nasty nigga, bruh, too. Older women.
Man, you know, it's just a bad influence on me, man. Ever since I've been hanging out with Jit, man, I've done got nasty, man. It's all Jit's fault.
Yeah. No, you don't want to hang out with Jit, bro. That come with a parental advisory sticker. You got to be built for that.
Black hair too.
I don't know.
Dude.
Yeah, that's a nasty nigga, bro. You ain't seen him in a club on World Star Hip Hop? Oh, shit. That nigga.
And not on World Star Hip Hop. He got 700,000. He got 700,000 views. He got 700,000 views.
Yeah.
Nigga, y'all.
He nasty.
Mom. Half truth, nigga. Hey, I got a couple more for you, Zay. I got a couple more. I want to run out of these motherfuckers. We had to go to the fucker, nigga. Now it's your turn. All right,
I'm with it.
This next one, and this was submitted by Dope Ass Music, just as a advisory. Would you let a male nurse bathe you?
Would you let a male nurse bathe you, nigga? How you feel about a big, strong nigga bathing you? Fuck no. Hell no. No.
Washing your
rubber
dub.
What you say look like Ving Rhames and shit? No, listen. If I'm gonna get a bath, especially, you know, the sponge and all that, even when I get old and wrinkly, I want a woman. I want a nice looking woman just to make me feel young again and to make me feel like, damn, I feel sexy about my old ass. I know it ain't gonna get hard, but she bathing me. I'm like, yeah, I'll take the young lady. I want a young woman.
I can respect that.
Not hella, you know what I mean. Like 20s. She just got her practice, her RN shit, and she's new. Yeah, I'll do that. Hell yeah, with these long-ass balls. Come here, girl. Fuck yeah. I'll take a woman. No. I don't give a fuck how sweet now and how gone I am in the head. I don't give a fuck how gone I am. And, like, I'm drooling and shit. I be pissing. Nah, I'll snap out of it. Like, get that old nigga. Get that nigga out of here. Bring Ling Ling. Give me her.
That nigga say Ling Ling. Oh, nigga, I'm done with you. I'm done with you, nigga. Oh, Lord.
All Bring right. Melinda. Where's Melinda?
We got that one. One more for you, Zay. One more.
All right, come on.
You can kind of probably appreciate this. I want to really know your thoughts on this one. Do you like your women's hair natural or to be permed?
Oh, no.
It
doesn't
really matter to me.
Let's be real. My nigga right there, as long as it's done and it looks presentable, I'm okay. But if I had a preference, I'm a big natural kind of guy. This is my thing. It's nothing more sexier than a woman waking up. You can wake up to her. Same woman you went to bed with, you can wake up to her. She just got to brush her teeth, wash her face, throw her hair in a ponytail, put on a jean jacket with her yoga pants or whatever, and she can walk out the door and you still will pop at her. I think that's sexy to me. I like naturally beautiful women. It's something about a woman that I go to sleep with. Like you ever met her? Okay, you meet a woman out. You meet her at the club. She got her makeup. She all done up. And you like, damn, this bitch bad. And you wake up to her and it's like, fuck. What the fuck
happened? Her eyebrows are on the pillow.
Yeah. You ever seen the movie I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker?
You ever seen that part where she started taking off her leg and all? Yeah, like, bitch, what happened? What happened to you? That's false advertisement. So I'm going to go with I would prefer natural, but if you can rock it and we don't, and you, nobody can know, or what, you just rock it good, I'm with that too. We men. We ain't going to turn that pussy down. Come on, girl, bring your old natural ass over here, girl. Let me knock that
old
natural.
Yeah, I don't like it with some of them. Hey, some women are absolutely beautiful with that natural. You understand what I'm saying? You know, little makeup is possible. You know, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I can respect that. I can respect
you know
all
I know.
Because I don't like a chick that wears too much makeup. You know what I'm saying? So that's just me.
Hey,
personally.
How many times?
And it ain't because it's on her face. It's always on my fucking shirt. That's why. You know, fucking up my shit. And that's the reason why I don't like that shit.
Yeah, man, how many times have y'all walked into a woman's bedroom and she have her hamster or her ferret on the bedpost and it scared the shit out of you when you turn the light on?
Yeah.
I've had that way too many times. I'm like, why is your girl sitting on the dresser?
Oh, that's just my hair. Yo, what?
Yeah, yo, what? No.
You got scared by that motherfucker.
Yeah, if you look like Queen Latifah and set it off underneath your wig, don't ever take that off. Don't ever.
Yeah, that bitch like Cleo.
Well, we need some sound effects. I like that, though. That was cool.
Yeah, we do, yeah. You look like Cleo. No, but you know what? It ain't just to, hold on. And it ain't to the sisters with the hair, because you white women and all y'all, too, with that collar on caked-up-ass makeup. God damn, this bitch look like it. Why do you look like
that?
Take that shit off.
Y'all
overdo it. Like, I'm like what Jit said. Give us a little makeup. I'm okay with that. We can't complain. But when you got
neck,
the whole.
Your neck and your face look like the outside of a basketball key, I ain't messing with it.
Real shit, bro.
We going to comment to her.
I'm trying
to
tell
you. We got some one-liners on this motherfucker. For real, dog.
We'll kill.
Yeah, I'm gonna like him natural too. But hey, girl, I'm a skeet behind the 3-point line. I bet you I hit it all net.
Oh, all net. And I
there it is.
Especially if she got a big ass and thighs. Big ass. Oh god, I'm sorry. Y'all can keep the titties. I mean, I like some titties, but oh shit, natural big ass and thighs. Oh god, fuck. I take that.
Ain't nothing wrong with little sex.
All day, every day.
And
I don't like a flat stomach woman.
Like, I mean, if you flat, I feel like you like bitches are starving, you're hungry, you want to
You
know what I'm saying? Like that sometimes that shit ain't even healthy, dog. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it ain't nothing wrong with a little pooch now. You know, like we real niggas now. Let's keep it real.
I like
it. But yeah, bitch, at least act like you look like you're eating or some type of shit, goddamn.
You hitting that shit from the side, and you get to lift, you get to hold her couch. That ain't nothing wrong with that, nigga.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I take that kangaroo. I take that mama kangaroo. I'm good with my
children.
I'm good with my. I'm sorry. I like that shit because I don't like no perfect ass woman. Fuck that.
Yeah.
I like
I get
women. See, women, y'all don't understand, man. There's nothing sexier than when you got panties on and your booty wiggle. See.
Yeah.
And if your man don't smack your butt when it happens, he's gay. You want to know if your man's gay? Right there, he's gay.
Soft.
If he still walk by and talk booty wiggle, and he don't smack it, he's gay. Don't let you
Niggas, you supposed to have your whole handprint on the side of that ass. You understand?
And you know what's funny? Them women that act like they like, oh, you know, they act like, oh, they don't like it, or why you always do that, or stop. If you know if I didn't smack that fat ass, you'd be mad as fuck. What's wrong with you?
All day, too. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For 24 hours.
I always tell my wife that if I didn't smack your fat ass, you'd be thinking I'm out here fucking around. You'd ask me what's wrong with me. Stop acting like, come out of fact, shut up. I don't give a fuck.
You
dig? I'll slap the shit out you. I'll slap you so hard the kids hear it.
Okay, real
stop
talk.
It, Dad. Stop it, Dad.
That's real trap, wasn't it?
Oh, man.
We're, hey, don't, I kind of had the topic, man, but Miss Chief left, you know, so we can, You know, because I did want to have a female in the building. You know what I'm saying? But we can always reset. Yeah.
We can always hold that for Grind Hard Uncut. We can hold that for because
it was for
Uncut.
The ladies. Yeah, ladies, we want to know. But y'all, yes, hey, that's right. Tune in to Grind Hard Radio Uncut next Tuesday. If y'all niggas remember BET Uncut, you ain't got shit on Grind Hard, baby. Next Tuesday is going down. I need to find a sex therapist or a bitch that just be fucking all day or something, bring on the show. But I'm going to figure it out, dude. I'm going to figure that.
Yeah. Oh, man. Hey, shout out. Because, you know, I was, matter of fact, the crazy thing is I was listening to the No Filters show when I had the porn star. I think her name was Choco Mommy or something like that.
I wish I could. I need to book one. Like, dog, I'm serious. Oh, y'all help me book a porn star, Radio World. Help me book a porn star. All right, don't my bad. I'm fooling tonight.
Hey, man, we good.
But I'm so serious.
Hey, man. Yeah, he's so serious. Hey, shout out to everybody that tuned in today. Shout out to everybody. They said that you had. Look, they said you know what? It's all Zay's fault for being late. But they said it was well worth the wait because the last 10-15 minutes was hilarious.
It was lit.
Wait.
It was lit as fuck. Litty.
Hey, like, man, my Smitty. Bad. My bad for having responsibility.
Nah, man, you know we love you, man. So, you know, like, don't say it. It really ain't no show without you, bro. Like, and that's coming from me. Like, seriously. Mm-hmm. Hey, we live life on life terms, my nigga. We already know what's up.
Right on, bro. But, you know, I'm always here. I might be late. Typical nigga. But I'm here. We're the party.
Yeah, always, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Like he said in house party. Black folks don't get to no party at no 8 o'clock. Girl, go in the back of the house.
And we ain't at 11:15, nigga.
Yeah,
stops on the way to the party. We had to get our hair on and our lean in a wedding dress to put on in the video.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
And see Alice.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Not just see Alice.
We had to get all that shit before we came to the party.
Exactly. You got to see Alice, nigga? Okay.
Come on one tonight. I love it. Like there,
let's go, baby.
Man,
Trap Wednesday, man. Trap Wednesday. Y'all be smooth, man. I'm about to get up in here and be a father. You know, got to do it.
Hey, favorite thing, ain't
it? Let him know about your...
Hey, he really a family, man. That's one thing I respect about that nigga. That's family all through and through. Number one.
Oh, yeah. Big family guy. That's all I got. I ain't got shit in this world.
Ain't too many like you, eh? Ain't too many like you.
Oh, man. That's why my Twitter handle is @_last of the world's greatest. That's who I am, baby. Thank you, Jit. Coming from you, that means a lot, brother. Hey, man, I got my birthday coming up on Sunday. Turning 37. God bless me. Dope. I will see you this weekend. Right on, my brother. And, you know, much love to everybody and their movements. Keep supporting Grind Hard, No Filter, Dope Ass Music, Jit. You know what I'm saying? Black Larry King, man, my brothers.
Salute.
Y'all be safe, man. Y'all God bless y'all and y'all families too as well, brothers.
That's 100. Real trap, baby.
Trap.
All right, Jit. Give you a shout out.
All right, a couple of plugs real quick, man. This is the Black Larry King. Make sure you follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Jit Chronicles. Check out Grind Hard Radio. We all new tomorrow night. We got your boy, Jay Swift. He's going to be in the building. We got the lovely Miss Angel 904. She's going to be special guest co-host tomorrow night. And like I said, man, next Tuesday, Grind Hard Radio Uncut. Salute to the team, Dope Ass Music, Zay's. Got a shout-out Lee Bands, and definitely got a shout-out Miss Queen T, because without you, darling, none of this would be possible. So salute. It's your boy, Jay Chronicles, and I'm going to always be next to blow on your motherfucking radio. Bye.
Shout out to Nina, who's going to give Jit a colonoscopy. Shout out to Nina.
Nina, I need you to come on that show, that uncut, goddamn, come on.
Jit's going to go live when he gets his colonoscopy. He's going to go live. He's going to go Instagram live.
I'll be on Facebook live, nigga. No, it's going to be Instagram, though. I know too many real niggas on Facebook. It's going to be Instagram, bro. Do it for the gram, nigga. Put the thing up your ass for the gram. There you go. Do it for the ground.
Do it for the vibe.
Nigga.
Hey, man. I am your host, Dope Ass Music. Shout out to my man.
My nigga.
Shout out to my man, Dave. Shout out to Miss Queen T. And, of course, my man, Lee Band. Hey, we'll be back next Wednesday. Shout out to Dave working for the white man, coming in late and stuff. And you catch me. on Groundhog on Thursday. You say if I'm not a host, I'm a guest.
You dig?
No, either way. You say all let the light skinned brother come through. Let the light skinned brother come through.
Shout out
to that. Hey man, blast your thoughts. Shout out to my man Blast. Shout out to my man Blast. And then we out.
Salute, big homie. Real trap, next to Blow Radio. Deuces.